them. Now, before I preach about this subject that Jesus would have passed by them, I want to make a few comments about Easter, first of all, because, of course, today is Easter, and a lot of people are upset that Easter is taking place during this coronavirus lockdown, and a lot of people are sad about that and grieving that. You know, I just want to make a few comments about that to put it in perspective. First of all, the Bible says in Romans chapter 14, verse 5, one man esteemeth one day above another. Another esteemeth every day alike. Let every man be fully persuaded in his own mind. He that regardeth the day regardeth it unto the Lord, and he that regardeth not the day, to the Lord he doth not regard it. And what the Bible is basically saying here is that we are not commanded in Scripture to celebrate any particular holidays. None of these are mandatory. So look, I like Easter and I celebrate Easter, but we need to not get too overboard on the importance of Easter when it's something that actually has zero importance biblically. It's not mandated by Scripture. I think it's a good holiday. It's a good reminder to focus on the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but it is absolutely not something that we have to do, okay? We celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ every single Sunday, which is why we even have church on the first day of the week to commemorate Jesus Christ being risen on the first day of the week. So every single Sunday for Bible-believing Christians is Resurrection Sunday anyway. But not only that, flip over if you would to Numbers chapter 5. We're going to come back to Mark chapter 6. But back in Numbers chapter 9, even in the Old Testament, when there was a holiday that was mandated by God, commanded by God, prescribed by God, the most important holiday, the Passover, there was an exception made where it could be delayed for a future time. Look down at your Bible in Numbers chapter 9, verse 9. The Bible says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, saying, if any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. The 14th day of the second month at even, they shall keep it and eat it with unleavened bread and bitter herbs. And so instead of doing it on the 14th day of the first month, if you were on a journey or if you were unclean, you could delay it to the second month. And so even a holiday that was mandatory could be pushed back a month, no problem, let alone a holiday like Easter that has zero basis in Scripture. And like I said, don't get me wrong, I like Easter, I'm for Easter, I celebrate Easter, but we don't want to go overboard and start thinking that it's some kind of a command of God or something like that. Okay.